This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You do the best you can to make sure that our road experience, you know, the operation of our road experience is solid, right? So we give the players a chance to get themselves as fresh as possible when we go on the road, when we make the trip down there, in this case to Jacksonville. And I know B-Row, our ops director, does a great job with making sure the guys are in a good spot and, you know, with the right nutrition, all those types of things. Those are all the things that are in the margins, right, of getting these guys ready to play and play at a high level.
Sean McDermott, the Bills 5-3, I think it is, on the road this year. 9 home games and 8 road games. So 5-3 and then 7-2, losing to New England and
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, that's right. I should have thought of Philadelphia first. It's much more recent. But I didn't. Welcome back. Football Monday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. 803-0550. Let's go to Alex next. Hi, Alex.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I was at the game yesterday. It was a great vibe. I kept thinking to myself, I'm sure you've taken a lot of calls on, you know, the farewell to the stadium. I kept thinking to myself, is the overall experience going to become more family-friendly in the new stadium? I've been going to the games for a long time, and I think we all can recognize that it's a little bit rougher on the edges to bring, a younger kid to the game. Mm-hmm. And I have a son now, and I start thinking about season ticket at the new stadium. I start thinking about, would I bring him to this game yesterday? It's like, absolutely not. Is it going to get better? So I'm just curious. Like, you have the same fans. I'm not saying anything against our fans. It's just the way that the setup of the stadium currently is, it just maybe is a little bit more conducive to a rougher environment, and just curious to get your thoughts on what it will look like from an experience standpoint in the new stadium.
Well, it remains to be seen, but I think probably, hopefully, fans would have more respect for it as it's brand new and you get used to it. Maybe it's going to be a lot nicer. Maybe you get that sort of as a byproduct.
Yeah, I think generally speaking, even talking about sports fans, not singling out Bills fans necessarily for this point, I think the nicer the surroundings, the more well-behaved you're inclined to be. Like, I think it's psychologically. You just, like, I'm in a nice place, I'm going to be nice. And if you're in a place that is, and again, repetitive behavior too, you're used to behaving in a certain way in a certain setting. Now it's a whole new setting. I think it's more likely you're more reserved. And I'll bet we hear a lot about the crowd isn't as electric or, I'm just guessing. It's going to be, I think, vastly different. But I don't know what that'll mean ultimately once everybody settles in. But I would expect it'll be more like a hockey game.
Okay. I'm processing whether I want or what this guy is aiming for.
Yeah, I don't know.
Probably it is, maybe, on some level. Michael is next. Hello.
Hey, guys. I had a couple of stats come across my timeline about the Jets season, and you guys were kind of touching on it when I was thinking about it. And I saw a couple stats that I thought you might find entertaining.
Okay.
In 1933, I'm sure you saw that the last time that no interception was caught by a team. In 1933, that was the last time that's happened, and the NFL passing leader had 973 yards that year. And the other part that made that pretty funny is that was the first year they even started tracking interceptions, so it's possible that it's not even really happened ever before. So we don't even know how big of an insane feat this truly is.
Very good. Yesterday, also, the Bills had 30 first downs, and the Jets had 9, and that's for the Bills, both their season high and their season low allowed. Without Allen, they still 39.
Yeah, they did anything they wanted in the, offensively in that game. It's just everything was there. I mean, the touchdown to Knox, is it Hawes or Kincaid, whoever? There are two tight ends, and there is, they have the entire right side of the field to themselves. There's not a Jet between them, I don't even think. Like, that's how old this is. Like, two guys running like 12 or 15, I don't remember how long that touchdown pass was, to the end zone. There's not a defender in sight. Just so bad.
I guess I saw the 1933 point, but I didn't have it exactly down. I'm looking at the Pro Football Reference page for that season, and there are 5-1 more interceptions than touchdown passes back then. The Pittsburgh Pirates made that really sing with their 3 touchdown passes and 40 picks as a team. The Boston, certain name of a team that Washington used to go by, 1 touchdown pass and 25 interceptions. So I don't know. I don't see a zero there, but maybe the year before. I don't know. Let's go to Tom next. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Tom. Thank you.
Great job yesterday by all the whole crew you got over there.
Thanks.
That's nice of you to say.
I really like Brownie's piece on it after the game.
Me too.
But anyway, I was going to tell you about the first experience of the stadium for me. I'm going to be 62 years old. My aunt took us to the Erie County Fair the first day we had a preseason game against the Washington Redskins. And on the way back, we got caught in a traffic jam right in front of the stadium. So my brother and I looked over at the stadium, and we seen, remember how they used to have the flags around the bowls of all the team helmets? And we just listened to the game on the radio, and we were wishing so much like we were in the stadium. But I remember, if memory serves me right, I think J.D. Hill caught the very first touchdown we ever had there in a preseason game.
Okay, not sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
But anyway, I believe it's that season. I got home from school, and my father said, I got 3 tickets for the end zone. And we were so excited, so, so excited. And on the way back home, on the way back to the stadium, I believe we were on Southwestern Boulevard, my dad turns to my brother and I, and he says, boys, you're going to hear words today you've never heard before.
Right. And I'll bet that happened, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
That was a great time.
Thanks, Tom. Lines are open for your calls, 803-0550. The Sabres are home tomorrow to Vancouver. That's their next game. They're off tonight. Vancouver is here tomorrow. Then the Sabres are at the Rangers on Thursday. And then Anaheim is here Saturday. The streak is over. But it was fun.
Absolutely was fun. Got them in the race. They're not in a spot anymore because they haven't played for a few days and they lost on Saturday, and that's just how it goes.
I'm 2-for-2 on guarantees.
All packed. Yeah, I should have listened to you. I just, you know, whatever. The heart wants what the heart wants. The odds were good on the Thompson hat trick, so I went hard. Yeah, and obviously, yeah, never really had a chance.
5-1?
5-1,
oh, yeah. That doesn't sound like a hat trick.
No,
it was possible even
no.
For any Saber.
5-1 from the Sabres, and that would have been money. Yeah, but
maybe tomorrow. Lines are open for your calls. Football Monday. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.